Look, right now, look, up in the sky. It's a bird, and it could well be a bald eagle. America's favorite bird was nearly extinct when it was put on the endangered list in the 1960s. But a record number of Georgia bald eagle nests, more than 200, have been documented this year by the State Department of Natural Resources. We talked about this with Bob Sargent, survey leader with the DNR.
My name is Bob Sargent. I'm program manager and wildlife biologist of Georgia DNR's Wildlife Resources Division. Well, it's good news. If you went back to the 1970s, for most of that decade, there were no successful nests of bald eagles in the entire state of Georgia, which is pretty humbling when you stop and think about that. Here we are, just finished another nesting season in Georgia, which occurs during the winter months, and we recorded a record for Georgia of 218 occupied nest territories in the state. So the species has come a long way. For much of the 20th century, eagles were poisoned, they were trapped, they were shot. The state of Alaska actually offered a bounty on bald eagle legs. If you turned in a pair of legs or the talons, you would get 50 cents in the early days to $2 per pair of legs. Poisoning was a problem. Sometimes it was deliberately targeting bald eagles. Habitat loss was a significant contributor to the decline of bald eagles in the United States. Perhaps 70% of their food base is fish. And so when you have contamination of waterways from pesticide usage, it travels up the food chain. We call it biomagnification. So it gets more and more concentrated. And of course, eagles are at the top of the food chain. The other aspect of habitat alteration or habitat damage that contributed to the decline of eagles was the loss of old growth forests, particularly along waterways, because large old trees are where eagles nest. And by the 1920s in Georgia, most old growth in the state was long gone from logging operations. The efforts of a lot of biologists and private citizens, people with state and federal agencies, nonprofits, who worked together collaboratively, especially starting in the 1970s after the species was listed as endangered. The Southeastern's plan was established in the mid-1980s, and that plan required monitoring. It required research to determine other things that might be depressing eagle populations. The nests and the birds were protected, not only from just outright killing or harming them, but disturbing them during their nesting activities. So that was significant. Along the way, all the effort, all the sweat, all the labor that was exerted to bring this bird back from no active nests in the early 1970s in the state to 218 this past winter, we've learned many, many things that we can apply to other species that may be more in peril than the bald eagle. Conservation is something that we do every day. This is about responsible use of our natural resources so that they're available for future generations.
That's Bob Sargent with the Department of Natural Resources. You can report eagle nests at 478-994-1438, or you can go online.